Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. As we were getting ready to go on the air, my headphones broke. I think I just fixed it, though, live on the air. Nope, I didn't. So you know what? We're just going to hang it like that. We'll address it at the break. Oh, that's annoying. Don't you hate that? You ever have something like that at work? You know, you get to work, you're comfortable, and then maybe like your computer doesn't work or, you know, something. I'm trying to compare it to something that would happen to you at work, as we are now literally, we have a piece of a screw that's trying to like stick into my head. I know this is awful radio. I apologize. Tanner, do you think you could find some headphones in there and bring them in? Thank you. Sorry about that. it's Beamer in for... Hey, it's a Monday, okay? The thing that stinks is these are a really nice pair of headphones that I got our engineering department to rip off the end and put on a brand new one. It's like I'm hoping these are repairable, but we'll have to wait and see. That's for the break. 803-0930, star 930. I do want to say it's just awful news. It's what we feared. Trey White has a torn Achilles and is out the remainder of the season. You know, put sports aside, yet just hate seeing that, you know, someone who really worked hard to get back on the field after a brutal injury, now another injury going to take him out the season. It's going to be a recovery, hopefully a speedy recovery for Trey White, but you just hate to see that. Again, put sports, put the Bills aside, just for Trey White. Let's hope for a speedy recovery and prayers up for him. Thank you, Tanner. Getting me some new headphones for this segment. 803-0930, star 930, talking about student loans. Repayments start today. And I'm asking you, well, number one, how does that affect you? Are your loans starting back up? Maybe your kids' loans that you're helping out with. Is that something that is going to change the budget a little bit? Maybe you have to take something out, or were you kind of like me and said, you know what? This isn't going to pass. This student loan repayment's not going to be a full thing. It's not going to go through. I'm going to keep on paying my loan off. And I think the people who are doing that are very thankful today. So 803-0930, star 930 for that. Then when looking at college, is there a way? Sure, there is. How do we make college cheaper? My thing, and I will go back, I've repeated it, you guys know exactly where I stand on this, let's eliminate the electives. Let's reduce the number of credits necessary to graduate. You know, you heard our last caller, Jeanette, say, you know, she doesn't remember some of the electives she took. I can't tell you one elective I took. And I remember college, all right? You know, I remember my public speaking class. I was pretty good at that. I remember all my classes with Luz Positidas. I remember Joanna Passeri. She was at Channel 7 at the time. She taught she was a professor at Medai. Got to go to the Channel 7 set and see the 5 o'clock news. See Keith Radford when he was over on Channel 7. But those all had to do with my degree. I honestly cannot sit here and tell you what class I took, except for statistics. And the only reason I know statistics is because I had to drop statistics twice because it was bringing my GPA down. And finally, I got a professor who did everything in terms of baseball, and I was able to pass. But why is that necessary? I mean, you've learned the basic of everything in high school. Why do I need to further my education in math? I'm in school to hopefully kick off my career in communications. That was the whole point of college. So if we eliminated the electives, and I'm sure there's some professors who don't want to hear this, but if we eliminated the electives that, again, as callers have shown, electives that don't really stick with you after college, you know, why do we need those classes? Let's make college a degree-specific education. Let's lower the number of credits and let's make it a 2 or 3 year deal to get your bachelor's. Why is that so crazy? I'm saying it. I'm waiting for it to click why it sounds crazy. Why does that sound crazy? Because colleges want to make more money? Because professors want to make more money? I mean, eventually something's going to have to give here. You know, you're seeing, I heard this earlier, seeing something about the smaller colleges. You know, smaller colleges are already closing. You know, Medei College closed here in Buffalo. That is happening around the country. It's not just Medei that's closing. And, you know, with what is being faced at the high school level when you graduate, the way college stands right now, I do feel you're going to have more and more people priced out of college. Again, I don't believe you need to have college to have a successful life. They might tell you that in high school. I don't think it's true. But if you want to continue to have people go to college, you have to make it somewhat reasonable. Is that on the government? I don't think it is. I think it's on the institutions. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Do you think what I'm saying is just wrong? And what is your, you know, I'm going to open it up to this. Your experience, those of you out there who didn't go to college. You know, we heard Linda called in and talked about her son who says he regrets going to college. Or, you know, it was because of the price and because of the money. How about those of you out there who didn't go to college, who started your career right out of high school? Do you have any regrets? 803-0930, star 930. I don't hear that as much. You know, when I was in high school, you were made to believe that everyone who missed out on college regretted not going to college. I have not met that person. I have not met a person who says they regret not going to college. Now, I'm not saying I've talked to everybody who didn't go to college. I'm just saying that doesn't seem to be a popular opinion among people that I've talked to who didn't go to college. So I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, is that a regret you have if you didn't go to college? And then talking about student loan repayments, parents out there, did you feel an obligation to pay for or help pay for your child's education? Like I said, I'm thankful every day my parents did. And I'm hoping that in 18 years, I'm in a position to do the same for my son. And you know what? After 4 years, I went for a fifth year. That was my fault. And rightfully, my parents said, well, you're responsible for that fifth year. And not one day has gone by where I've been mad about that decision. Because I could have graduated in 4 years. But, you know, math kept getting in the way. 803-0930, star 930. We'll get you on the show talking about this. And while we're keeping it in school and talking about electives, I want to also go to high school, since, again, we're talking about electives in college. Well, what about in high school? Now, there's going to be a lot of people that get mad about the next statement that comes out of my mouth, okay? So I realize people are going to be upset, and I accept that, and I, as of right now, am not changing my opinion on what I'm about to tell you, okay? I think it is unnecessary for math in high school. And I'm not saying that for reaction. I truly, honestly believe this. And I'm sorry to the math teachers out there. I don't think math is necessary after basic math has been taught. If you know how to calculate, you know, 30 times 2 or 160 divided by 2. If you know what situations you will use which equations, I don't think algebra is necessary in high school. I really don't. You know, when I was in school, my teachers would say, "Well, you need to know how to do this because you won't always be carrying a calculator around." Guess what, math teachers? Every single person is carrying a calculator around every hour of every day. So that theory's out the door. And maybe this is just me still being upset, being bitter about failing algebra my freshman year of high school. Maybe I'm still carrying that regret 21 years later. I don't think I am. But maybe that has something to do with it. And actually, it'd be 20 years later. I don't want to age myself too much. I don't think that's what it is. I'm not sure math after the basics is necessary anymore in a world where we have to just be honest and wake up to the real world. In a world where we are all carrying around a computer in our pocket that can easily calculate. You know, I was at the grocery store before I came here today, and I had to calculate what the two packages were weight-wise, right? And I did it in my head, but I wanted to check my work, and I checked it on my phone. And that's where this topic actually came out from. I go, well, wait a minute. And I had some great math teachers. I'm sure there's one or two that are listening right now. Nothing against them, right? And I'm sorry if anyone's offended by this. Most of my math teachers, even the one that failed me, were great people. And I really enjoyed their class, except for the failing part. But I just don't see the necessity of teaching math. And a texter brought up a great point. Something we could be teaching instead of math in high school and even in college. 803-0930-930, asking you about student loans, making college cheaper. Do you like my idea of requiring less credits, eliminating electives at the college level? This texter has it all, though. This person might win the text of the day. We still have a few hours to go. Here it is. If our students need one course that's not career-focused, it should be on one that teaches how to iron a shirt, manage a personal budget, make an intelligent, informed decision about student loans, how to rent an apartment, etc. I'd also say how to tie a tie. You know, I'm 35. All my ties are pre-tied. My father has pre-tied all my ties. Yes, I know. Believe me, I'm wearing a buttoned-up shirt every day. I am going to learn how to tie a tie. I'm going to learn how to change my oil. These are decisions I've made in the last few weeks. Anyway, I think this is perfect. And if we're going to have electives, it should be stuff like this. Why aren't we taught how to write a personal budget? I think managing funds, I'm not going to say to figure out your checking account. We all have an app that does that. But simple stuff like that, you know, the stuff that Dave Ramsey teaches, I think that would be a more useful class than math in high school, and especially in college. It might sound like simple stuff, and I'm sure a lot of people are yelling at the radio saying these are things you pick up as an adult. But I think you get a lot more use out of a class like that, as this texter brings up, than many of the electives you see in college today. 803-0930-930. I'm also asking, because when I was a kid, when I was in high school, I always heard, you'll regret it if you don't go to college. You'll regret it the rest of your life. I've heard more people say they regret going to college than not going to college. So for those of you who didn't go to college, do you regret it? Because I have not heard one person who didn't go to college who told me they regretted it. Let's go to Peter in Akron. Peter, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, Peter.
I didn't go to college. I should say I didn't graduate college. I went a couple semesters, moved on to other things in my life. And by the time I would have graduated, I was on my way into an IT career as an entry level. But I got there through my own accord. You know, it was just a hobby that I liked, and I immersed myself into it. I became good at it. And then I just, again, it was a good time to be doing that, I guess, going back 30 years. But now I don't regret it at all. I've done pretty good for myself. I've done it on my terms, and I'm proud of that fact.
So that's incredible. So Peter, you taught yourself in this career and then were able to build on that?
Yes, sir. So
that's awesome.
Again, I moved on right from, again, this was, you know, back when computers were still pretty new and fancy and expensive. And I just started learning how to put them together just because I thought it was fun. I probably was a little ahead of the curve and learned about it before many people did. I bought books. I spent a lot of time in bookstores or in the early chat room days talking to other folks who knew something about it, asking questions, and I've progressed right along. I will add that, you know, more recently in my career, it still comes up if someone finds out that I do not have a degree in anything. I still get a little cross look, and that still bugs me. However, you know, the proof's in the pudding, as I like to say.
Yeah, hey, have them doubt you, Peter, as long as you can prove them wrong, and it seems like you've been doing just that.
That has been my goal, and I feel I've been successful in it. I have a few more years before I retire, and take it from there.
Hey, that's awesome, Peter. Hey, I appreciate you sharing that, Peter, in Akron. That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, I've not heard one person who didn't go to college or didn't graduate college say they regret not going. I haven't. But when I was 18, oh my gosh, you're going to regret it. You don't make this next step. You don't take this next step. I heard that from high school advisors my entire senior year. 803-0930, star 930, talking with you after this. If you haven't been able to figure it out yet, it's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for making this program a part of your day, making this station a part of your day. We appreciate each and every one of you listening. Even if that means you're listening just to call us out on something you disagree with, we are thankful that you have the dial set to 930 a.m., your app set, your smart speaker set. However you're listening to us, near and far, we are quite thankful. 803-0930 gets you on the phone. We are talking about student loan repayments. They're back. We are talking about school and college. And can we make college cheaper? My idea is less credits, less electives. I also went on a rant about why we should, my belief that math is not necessary after basic math in 2023. You have a calculator in your pocket every day. And I also think there are more useful things we could be teaching in school. Someone disagrees with me on the text board. Guys, I like when you disagree. If you want to call in, 803-0930, star 930. I will definitely hear your opposing view. Let's go to Sean in Elma. Sean, thank you for being so patient. Okay, I guess Sean wasn't that patient. Let's go to Dominic in Rochester. Dominic, your thoughts.
Joe, I want to ask you how you are because the last 10,000 people already asked you, and I know you well.
Thank you.
Like I told your caller, I was so bad at math, I thought algebra was a center for the Knicks.
Okay.
Anyway, I started college at the age of 40 while in a Navy Reserve career, and I had to take four uncredited semesters of math just to be able to do the math that I needed for my HVAC certificate and degree. And it was the hardest stuff I'd ever done.
And have you used any of that in your career?
Yes.
Okay.
I used it in Iraq and I used it in Afghanistan and now I'm using it out here in the world.
Explain. Explain.
Well, I was with the Navy Seabees, and then later, and then it was, then I got back to being a combat engineer with the Army National Guard, and you know, we had to build outposts, forward operating bases, and fighting positions, you know, and stuff like this. We had to do all kinds of construction, utilities, demolition, and stuff like that, you know, for the war effort, and building, you know, maintaining air bases and stuff. So yeah, it worked, it paid off, but it was hard because I started it at the age of 40. I didn't know if there was an E on the end of math or not. You know, I mean, it was hard, man. But it was worth it. But my advice to anybody is if you want to make college a little bit easier, join the military. Get the GI Bill. you can get a completely free education, college education in the medical field if you join the Navy or the Air Force and become a nurse or a doctor. And they'll pay you a full-time paycheck. I'm not here to recruit, but I'm just trying to be helpful. And it's all doable. And the thing is, I kept paying I did get a student loan. Because even though I got tuition and pay while I was going to college, I mean, I had to do it between deployments, and I still needed money to support my family. So, I mean, I took out some student loans, and it got up to about June of this year. They wouldn't let me make any more payments on my student loan. So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen, and if they're going to cut slack for student loans, I'm wondering if they're going to take care of veterans also.
Yeah. Definitely should, Dominic. Hey, thank you for your service and thank you for the call, Dominic in Rochester. Let's go on down to our friend Carl in Texas. Carl, it's 80 something here. What's it? How warm is it down there in Texas?
I think it's about 92 or 93. At least it seems like it.
Wow. Hey, Carl, what do you think about all this? This college? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think we could make it cheaper?
Well, my dad always thought I should, you know, get a degree, but I never did. And in the 70s, I joined the Marines for a short time. Then later on, I went to DeVry, got a technician diploma. I moved down to Texas and got a job in radio broadcasting as a broadcast engineer. And during that time, I did come back to Buffalo for a year, and I worked at WBEN for David May. He used to be the engineering manager, chief engineer. He also flew the helicopter and did traffic. And then I came back down here, Texas, and I started working in research and design companies like Rockwell International and others. And right now I work for a government contractor. We design and build custom equipment for the government right now. And that's what I've been doing for the past 7 or 8 years.
So it's all worked out for you?
It's worked out great. I mean, you know, with just a technician diploma. I don't even use the word degree. It's a diploma. But, you know, I did get my FCC commercial first class license back in my radio days, of course. And that was something that you needed. Actually, you needed a third class, but I got the first. So I got into the electronics end. And I think everything worked out great. I mean, I'm glad I don't just push papers around all the time. But I do work with paper. I work with computers and high technology test equipment. So a lot of the stuff I do is... You know, a lot of it's hands-on, and that's more interesting than just doing the paper end.
So, you call it a certificate. Was it an associate's degree? Was it something, or was it literally just a certificate?
No. It was a diploma. It was a technician diploma, is what DeVry called it. So, it certainly wasn't an associate's or an engineering degree or a bachelor's degree or anything like that. But, you know, when you work in radio, you are an engineer, broadcast engineer.
That's right.
And I know the engineering community itself doesn't like the fact that you got train engineers and broadcast engineers and they don't have degrees. But that's something that name has just been used all the time in those different disciplines, and they haven't got rid of it yet, which is good.
No, for sure. Hey, Carl, always appreciate you chiming in from Texas here on your old WBEN, and thank you for your service as well.
Well, thank you. Always good to talk with you, Joe. Love your show.
Thank you, Carl. Carl in Texas, 803-0930, star 930. Mike is in Tonawanda. Mike, what are your thoughts on math in college?
Well, personally speaking, I don't mind math. I enjoy it, but the thing is, like, some of the other callers said, when they did find use of algebra, statistics, that's when you go through a technical school. If you're going to college for anything else, I haven't really found any use for other stuff. I mean, I did statistics, and it was one of the easiest A-minuses I ever did, but it was boring. But basic math, yeah, that's all you really need, like, for the majority of doing anything that your job would require. But I found more use out of reading and writing. I mean, I never thought I would have a story published, which I did. And I don't really care much for reading, but I managed to pull that off. But for college, I do have an associate's degree. It didn't get me anywhere, but I don't really regret getting it either, because I got to learn a lot about so many other things besides being able to date a couple of women that I met in college. But It's something that I find, depending on what you want to get out of life, what you want to do for work, college, it depends on what you're doing. And one of the things is degree. I think college could be a little more less expensive. I mean, New York State, remember when they used to say they're taking money from lotto wins and putting it to schools? Whatever happened to that? I don't even hear about that anymore because it's all just a lump sum of tax money that the state government decides where it would go. Just like everything else, like the feds do. But yeah,
it's like how the tolls go to upkeep the thruway. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. And it's how they decide what amount goes, because all the money that's collected through taxes goes into one big thing, and they decide how much goes where. And I don't think people realize that. But what I'm doing right now, it does require math. It does require a little bit of technical work, but it's not anything that I got out of college. But I do believe it depends on what you want. It's good. But being in high school during the early 80s, they never pressured us about going to college. You need to go to college, or you have to go to college. We didn't get pressured like that. I only needed 2 years of math anyway, but it was something that I liked.
Yeah.
And now when I hear about people, how things changed years later after that, even they told me they didn't need math in what they're doing. I know people that are psychotherapists or chiropractors. They never really needed it. I think it's just when you go through algebra and all those other things, it's just an unnecessary way of them probably testing, is this person willing to learn, period.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike, appreciate the call. Mike in Tonawanda. And yeah, let me tell you, I don't know what it's like now in schools. 17 years ago, when I was a senior in high school, it was all about college, go to college. The only move is college. I mean, they were encouraging nothing but college. And like I said, I am not sitting here saying that I regret going to college. I'm not saying it was a bad decision. All I'm saying is... How do I phrase this? I think if I had been given a job here at 18 years old, I think you hear the same Joe Beamer at 35 without college as you do with college. And that's no offense to the great professors I had. And I had some great professors. Lou Pazentitas, you've heard him on the show, right? Joanna Passeri. There's a lot of other ones that are just escaping my mind now. Those are the two that I worked with the closest. And they were great. And I'm so glad I went there. All I'm saying is, if I had an opportunity here at 18, I think I could have still on... How do I word this without... I could have been the same... on the air as I am now. I'm not saying I didn't learn anything. And again, college is the reason I was placed here. But with the money and the debt that I would have gone into if it wasn't for my parents paying for my education, I'm not sure it would have been worth it if that opportunity was there without college. And again, could I have made that possible? Who knows, right? We'll never know the answer of that. But I know people in this field who are very successful, a lot more successful than I'll ever be on the national level, who never stepped foot in a college classroom, right? So, again, I don't think it's how you approach, just like anything in life, it's how you approach it. That's my thoughts. What about you? 803-0930. By the way, if you're wondering, Joe, when is this warmth going to end? Friday. Yes, the weekend will not be as enjoyable as the week. So, are you on your way from home? Are you already home? Go outside. Enjoy the weather. Are you in the car? Roll the windows down. Enjoy this beautiful weather. You've got today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and then Friday 68 with rain, Saturday 57 with rain, Sunday 52 with rain. And we're not getting back into the 70s in the foreseeable future after Thursday. So enjoy it. Get outside. Lay outside if you want to. Walk around outside. Go for a run. Walk to the store. Do something. Enjoy this weather. It's October 2nd, and it's 77 degrees at 452. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful 3 days we have in store before things really go downhill on Friday. 803-0930, star 930. We're going to continue talking about college, but I had this idea pop in my head, and I want to have it open. It won't be the main topic, but I want to have it open. If you are a bar, restaurant, if you are a business that's doing something special for the Sunday 930 game, opening early, having a special, give us a call. Plug that special, 803-0930, star 930. Maybe you are a place of worship and you've moved your service time around. I'd really like to hear what's going on Sunday, the special plans, the specials that bars and restaurants have, and if there's any places of worship. I've heard of a few on social media that have moved up to an earlier service time. So any of those types of places that want to call in and give their place a plug, 803-0930, star 930. As we're talking about this, we also want to have that going on as well. Got it? Awesome. Let's go to Sean and Elma. He's called back. Sean, thanks for hanging on.
Joe, how are you?
Doing all right, Sean. What's your situation?
Well, you know, I just the whole college thing kind of intrigued me. I was very, very fortunate. I know I'm not supposed to name wasn't the greatest high school student. Got an opportunity to take a summer class to basically prove myself to get in. And I spent 2 years, dropped out, took a full-time job. My passion was I always wanted to be a police officer. And I achieved that. And 32 years later, retired 4 years ago, fantastic career. And the education I got through my law enforcement career, through different schools and whatnot, is impressive. I have a 22-year-old son. Well, he'll be 22. And he is currently at another university, started out east of us. Pandemic screwed everything up. And now he's at a local university. And he's going to end up graduating with a plethora of debt. When you drop out of college, they don't give you 6 months to make your first student loan payment. They give you 6 weeks. But all that to say is I'm a big, big proponent of trade schools, plumbers, electricians. And where I have a friend of mine whose son just graduated high school recently, and he's in the Carpenters Union, and he's doing great. At 18, 19 years old, he's making a lot of money for an 18, 19-year-old kid. And he's got a successful future planned ahead. So as far as school, I don't know. Do I regret going to college? You know, listening to you, do I regret going to college? Absolutely not. But I learned more life skills dealing with people and more social skills than I did any type of knowledge that would have, you know, bettered me in my career. So I understand what you said as far as you don't regret going to school, but you could have done the same job at 18 that I don't know when you got hired in your profession. But yeah, I think that trade schools are the way to go because quite frankly, the younger generation does not have the ability. I know you said, you know, you want to learn how to change your oil. You're 35 years old. My dad taught me that when I was 16. And I think that, you know, I think the internet plays a big role in it. These kids just don't want to learn things. And I think it's a whole lack of ambition. So anyways, that's my take on it. Sean, so what do you think?
I appreciate what you're saying. All I'm going to say is I don't think I could be doing what I'm doing now at 35 at 18. All I'm saying is if I had started here at 18, by the time I was 35 without college, I think I could still have pieced a show together like I do now. But Sean, appreciate the call. Sean and Elma, 803-0930, star 930. Like I said, we're going to keep this topic open. If you want to get on hold, call in now. But businesses, bars, restaurants, Are you doing a special on Sunday for the Bills London game? Are you opening early? Do you have a special going? Plug it now, 803-0930, star 930. Places of worship, have you moved your service time around or added an earlier service? Plug it now, 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN.